Triumph Incorporated celebrating 10 years of success, Tessa Klein hired as North Dakota Winter Show Manager. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. In summarizing the past 10 years for Triumph Incorporated, you only need to look at the name. Founded on July 15th, 2009, Triumph Incorporated started from humble beginnings. Ann Eed and Jenny Barnard both partnered with Don Elstad, who they say had the idea for the organization.
And he said, I've got this crazy idea, and I think that we should consider starting our own group. And at that point then, we thought, yeah, you're crazy, and there's nothing wilder than a whole bunch of inexperienced people starting their own company. But it was the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Today, Triumph Incorporated works with around 50 individuals across all programs and employs around 48 people. You can read more about Triumph Incorporated online at newsdakota.com. The North Dakota Winter Show has a new manager. The board of directors unanimously selected Tessa Klein to be the new manager. She said she looks forward to maintaining the North Dakota Winter Show and keeping it alive.
It needs to keep going, and I was scared that, you know, you don't want to see something like this end. Mm-hmm. And something I told a friend that we all have a piece of Winter Show in our heart. And there's a lot of us that want to keep going forward and making it better. I'm just super excited. And I know I've had a lot of people come up to me and say that they're excited for me also. I welcome ideas. I really do. And I've gotten some great ideas from people too.
And a man accused of playing a major role in an international fentanyl trafficking operation that led to overdose deaths in several states has signed a federal plea agreement in North Dakota. Daniel Vives Caron, a Colombian national who allegedly ran his part of the enterprise from a Canadian prison, plans to plead guilty to 3 counts. He faces life in prison. More than 30 people have been charged in the case, including 5 Chinese nationals. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, like us on Facebook at News Dakota.